Nolte, Academy Museum will immediately fix anti-Semitic Jewish founders exhibit. By John Nolte on June 11, 2024. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures has finally agreed to fix its anti-Semitic exhibit attacking Hollywood's legendary and Jewish founders. Currently, that exhibit uses the following terms to describe the men who changed the world forever: frugal, nepotistic, harmful, womanizing, oppressive, brash tyrant, cynical, whitewashed, and predator. That attack came only after 3 years where the bigots who run the Oscars completely ignored Hollywood's titans, the very men who created Hollywood and the art of the motion picture, to focus on woke nonsense no one, let's face it, not even the woke, care about, like this. The exhibit includes the work of early 20th century black motion picture pioneer Oscar Micheaux, 1884 to 1951, who produced powerful films for black audiences. Asia and martial arts legend Bruce Lee, Latinx director Patricia Cardozo in her moving 2002 film Real Women Have Curves about Latinx women in East Los Angeles. And Spike Lee, the black auteur whose films have served up brilliant social commentary for three decades. As I pointed out last week, a Hollywood museum that completely ignores Adolf Zukor, William Fox, Carl Laemmle, Harry Cohn, Samuel Goldwyn, Louis B. Mayer, Jesse Lasky, and Jack and Harry Warner is like a museum dedicated to the history of flight that ignores Orville and Wilbur Wright. A museum dedicated to the light bulb that ignores Thomas Edison. It was absurd. But rather than do the right thing, the broken, ugly, and bigoted people who run the Motion Picture Academy had a tantrum in the form of an exhibit that focused primarily on the real and perceived sins of these titans while ignoring their breathtaking achievements. So, again, as I pointed out last week, the Academy Museum was now like a museum devoted to civil rights with exhibits focused only on Martin Luther King's sexual infidelities, Gandhi's racism towards blacks, and John Kennedy's whoremongering. According to the Wrap, that will finally change because 300 prominent Hollywood Jews signed a letter of complaint. We call on the Academy Museum to thoroughly redo this exhibit so that it celebrates the Jewish founders of Hollywood with the same respect and enthusiasm granted to those celebrated throughout the rest of the museum. Read the letter from the United Jewish Writers. Signed by actor David Schwimmer, showrunner Amy Sherman-Palladino and business leader Casey Wasserman. Referring to Hollywoodland, which opened in mid-May. If they had any guts, they'd be calling for the entire Academy board to immediately resign. The Jew-hating Academy then released the following statement. We have heard the concerns from members of the Jewish community regarding some components of our exhibition Hollywoodland, Jewish Founders and the Making of a Movie Capital. We take these concerns seriously and are committed to making changes to the exhibition to address them. We will be implementing the first set of changes immediately. They will allow us to tell these important stories without using phrasing that may unintentionally reinforce stereotypes. This will also help to eliminate any ambiguities. In addition to these updates, we are convening an advisory group of experts from leading museums focused on the Jewish community, civil rights and the history of other marginalized groups to advise us on complex questions about context and any necessary additions to the exhibition's narrative. We are deeply committed to telling these important stories in an honest, respectful and impactful way. And notice how the Academy singled out only white, Jewish men for bad behavior, as though no women or gay people have ever behaved badly in Hollywood. Do we honestly believe Mary Pickford got where she did, studio co-owner, without some venal scheming? How about homosexuals like Rock Hudson, Montgomery Clift, George Cukor, or Greta Garbo? Singling out white, Jewish men for this kind of special treatment is an act of naked bigotry. Hollywood turned over their Motion Picture Academy, the Oscars, and its entire history to left-wing lunatics who despise the industry and got what they deserved. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.